Day. Just got out of work a little bit this morning. Just checking to see what's going on. Pull up my computer and stuff here a sec. I don't know if up can't talk. He's got his there's Bruce. CBW is having a bad day today for some reason. All thumbs down. That's what happens if you have too many followers, you get upset about everything. Kareem, how have you been?
Why is Coach Bruce just aggressively thumbs downing in the space?
Just for fun. I'm not sure. Probably he's busy or something. Something like that. My nose is running because I'm eating really spicy Thai food here.
Seth, you ever play with Unibot yet? Like TG bots?
No, I heard about it. Is it cool or what?
Yeah, I just started playing with it. And it's definitely a game changer when you're trading, like the PvP trading where everybody's trying to one-up each other.
What's the correct URL for the site?
I'll send it over to you. And
Unibot.app? Is that
no? I don't know what it is for. Like the I'm using the one for Solana, which is Trojan, is what they call it, which is a terrible name. Sounds like an exploit. But anyways, like use a burner wallet, and if you try it, like it's cool because you don't have to like fuck around with Radium or any. Like it's basically like using an order book or like a bot on a DEX. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I heard about that. Is Unibot on what, Solana or Ethereum or what?
I think it's on Ethereum, but they launched on Solana, and it's like the bot's called Trojan. I found it from going on Jupiter, and then they have this like little button that says bots, and then they have like the Bonk bot and then the Trojan bot. But the Bonk one doesn't have like the Bonk one doesn't allow you to do it. Doesn't have as much functionality. It doesn't have like limit orders and a bunch of other things you can do with it, like selling 50% of your position at certain prices or certain profits.
But is this like to trade like Solana shitcoins or something, or what's the deal?
Yeah, it's trade Solana shitcoins, but it's opening up my horizon in terms of like on other chains, like using TG bots, or like obviously you have to be careful who you trust, because you give them your private key for the wallet that they're trading with, the bots trading with. So don't like put a bunch of funds in that you're not willing or prepared to lose, I think. But it is pretty neat to use, because like this morning I've been just like trading shitcoins with it, just trying, like practicing, messing around with small transactions. And I'm able to score like 25%.
You have to give them what, your seed phrase or what? Like, are you?
Yeah. So what you do is like you when you open the bot, it sets up a wallet for you, or you can like import a wallet. So either way, you're gonna give it access to a wallet, and it's gonna have like full access to that wallet. And then you load it with Sol, and then from there, you tell it like what coins. Like it says like you if you want to buy a coin, you input either the ticker or the contract address. And then it gives you like a bunch of options from there. Like, do you want to buy this coin?
Like,
do you want to
let it buy it? Like, what have you achieved with it so far? Anything good? Like, what did you give me some example trades or something?
Well, I've been trading like all these meme coins. And like when they first launch on Solana, the meta is like pump.fun, right? Like everybody wants to go on that to find out what's going to go on Radium. And then once it gets on Radium, it's already like a couple hundred thousand. And then usually it shoots up to like a million or 2 million. And then it dumps if it's like a shit coin. If it's like a shit coin, you know, like a rug, basically. So like in that like couple hundred thousand to 1 to 2 million category or range, there's definitely some profits that can be made. But if you're not able to sell really fast, you usually get rugged. And so like what I've been doing this morning, or like if what I've had like limited success, because like I said, you get rugged before you can sell. But because you can set all these limit orders and everything up with, if you go in with something small, you can find opportunities to either just like for a quick trade, or leave some dust on there, or like a small bag for a moon bag for the next bonk or whatever. But it just allows you to like trade without being rugged, like without having your eyes on the screen and trying to worry about Radium, like, you know, working or any of that kind of stuff. I don't know if you've traded on Solana or not.
It's really, I've seen pump.fun, and it's like, I mean, unless you're watching that shit day and night, like it seems like a like an awful waste of time, or just like you're probably going to be ineffective without some sort of bot, I guess, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why what's going on is that like I kept seeing like wicks that would go up high and then they would get eaten really fast. I'm like, what the fuck? How are people able to like sell so fast on stuff? But that's what's happening is everybody just has like limit orders and stuff in where, you know, like it legitimately is PvP with bots. And if you're not playing with bots, then you're under, you know, you're already behind the curve. But it is a cool little thing that I've tried doing, and it seems like it could be profitable, especially for someone like you that's pretty
Either that or you're buying the bottom of some racist token and like you're hoping for it to moon.
Yeah.
That seems to be the meta this week.
I got I was messing around with it yesterday or on Sol yesterday, and I bought this black cock token for like $10. And then like it started going up, so I was like, all right, I'll give it another $10. And then like I was on the website and it said it was for BNB, and I was like, what the fuck? This is not for BNB. This is for Solana. This is totally a rug. And so like I went on their Twitter profile and I went to type this is a rug and post. And when I hit the post button, it said like my post couldn't be completed. And so I refreshed the page and their shit was deleted. And right when I went back to like the screen, I was rugged. So I have a bunch of black cock tokens.
You were rugged like the moment you were investigating the rug, you got rugged.
Yeah, exactly. Like like literally within like 10 minutes. So if anybody in the audience wants some black cock token, I'll send it to you for your like wallet to have a nice little keep namesake in there. Cause I have like,
you know,
40 million.
Like, you know, like was it 2000 or 2001 where like the word rug became a verb? It's like, I got rugged. You know what I mean? Like that wasn't a
thing.
I don't know.
I thought it came in crypto terms, but was that around in 2001?
No, I was saying it's like 2020, right? Like 2021 was like the first I maybe heard of this term.
Yeah.
And it became like everyone started using it and then we started using it. It just became like the normal language.
Yeah, it used to be a noun and now it's a verb, huh? You're right.
It used to be rug pulled and then it just became rugged and everything. Yeah, it's funny. It's one of those funny like language quirks that happened. Anyway, so you had fun getting rugged for $10.
I did. Yeah. Now I got like this little cool little token in my wallet that has like a black chicken that's called Black Cock or Soul Cock. So that's my like racist.
Congratulations. Or, like, you now have to, $10 black chicken JPEG or something.
Yeah.
That's cool. Entertainment purposes only, as I say.
Absolutely.
So what else have you done with Unibot? Is it just on Solana or do you play?
Well, it's just on Solana, but I think you can use it on all the other chains that they're on.
Okay.
Definitely open money. Like I thought TG bots were like a thing that were going to go away, and I didn't understand.
Like, what kind of order can you put in there? Like you can put in like what, just a limit order, or you can do like and what does it have to do with Telegram? Like what's the point of that?
Well, Telegram is like the platform that it uses in order for you to like make all the selections and to tell it what to do.
So the execution is happening in like Telegram's programming language or whatever, the programming environment.
Yeah, Telegram, you can write bots, and I've done that like with for other bots in terms of like monitoring different things. Like I have like a BTC and a couple different price tracker bots that I use in my Discord through Telegram. But
yeah, I've seen the tracker bots. I haven't played with any execution bots on there.
So yeah, so they've written some code that allows you to have like an executable, and so when you start the bot, it's got a bunch of different commands inside the bot, like buy and sell and everything else. But like it comes up with menus to where you can just point and click. You don't have to type in code or commands to utilize it. But it's like a basically an order book for a DEX or for like for any coin.
But for Telegram bots, like, how do you know you're not on a scam bot? Like, that's going to steal all your money. Like, how do you know you're on the right one or whatever? How do these things develop? How do these things develop credibility? You know what I mean?
For the last year or two, I stayed away from them altogether because I was like, I'm not going to give the bot complete access to my wallet. Like, that sounds like a fucking rug pull. Like, easy, you know? Like, someone's going to just take everybody's wallets and drain them. But Unibot came around and Unibot came like became huge, and then all these other bots did. And at this point, like they've been around for so long that they're kind of trustworthy, and just with time and market cap. So it took me this long to try it. Jupiter,
they,
you know,
they make money on, like fees or something or what?
Yeah. So this is how they make money. So when you buy, you don't get charged, but when you sell, they charge you at least on Sol, they charge you like 0.003, which is like 56 cents of Sol. So there's a commission for the developer, whoever's getting paid on it. So every single time I make a sell on the bot, they take a small, a tiny little cut. And I haven't looked, I haven't made any like losing sells to know if they still take a sell or a cut from a sell if it's a loss, but I would assume they do. It's not their fault if you make a bad trade.
Excuse me, I've got like, I'm like sneezing Thai food all over the place and making a mess over here. give me just a second. I'm going to blow my nose. It's ridiculous. Howard, you going to say something?
Oh, no. I was just kind of going to add on to what Up was saying. So these bots are indeed becoming, you know, pretty big. There's crazy amounts of volume being traded on them. You could even say like at least a quarter of like the volume being traded on Solana is by people using these trading bots. If you're going to do it, it's more kind of targeted towards traders that, you know, are kind of in and out of the market, you know, scalping. You're not like going to be holding coins for a very long amount of time on these bots, I would say. You know, at least, you know, just to kind of protect yourself, you know, in the face of like an exploit or something. But yeah, I think they're amazing.
Bots are generally good. Like they improve like the liquidity on DEXs and things because you have more limit orders. So it's actually indirectly good for you. But on the other hand, you have to, like using them yourself, you have to, I guess, figure out what you're going to do with them. But does that like, you know, there's that TON token. Does that have anything to do with these bots or no? The Telegram?
No, I don't think so. Token. But I'm sure that's its own layer one. Like you can like do, they have like NFTs and coins and everything on that, the open network on TON. But it is the TG coin, and then somehow they're going to incorporate it into Telegram. I just haven't been able to figure that out yet.
Well, my understanding was that Telegram originally created it, but then they like decided not to pursue that, and it became like a community project at that point or something. Is what I heard. I'm not sure.
Maybe somebody else knows. I just knew that it was a TG project, and I thought it was their coin. But like you said, it's never been implemented, so maybe they're keeping it separate. I used to mine it back in the day.
I think like they got out of it or something, or didn't Reddit also create some token that they got rid of as well? Something like that.
Vaguely remember that. I don't know if they were actually associated with it or if it was just community people saying it was.
Yeah, I think these platforms have an issue with monetizing those types of things without getting into like legal trouble. So I think they kind of like divorce themselves from these things to some extent. Anyway, Kareem, were you about to say something? Or is he AFK? I'm not sure. I use the hand for AFK, but anyway. So like, dude, what do you think about like where things are going now? Like, it's interesting how, it seems like probably if Bitcoin stays around here for a couple more weeks, I think my like prophecy of the total three exploding will probably manifest. I imagine. I think we've got like what, two more weeks, I think, till the 4 week mark when, you know, Bitcoin first hit all time high, and I made this claim like this that we might repeat last year's the last cycle, 2020, like all-time high break, and then, you know, all coins, you know, total three starts pumping. I'm not sure if that happens. Like, I'm still not 100% convinced like the previous tokens that have already run are necessarily gonna be the ones that do the most activity, because like, let's take for example Solana. I mean, how much more upside does it have, really? Maybe a 5x, you think? Maybe. So
at most, yeah,
you would think like the market caps become crazy ass big at that point,
right? 5x would make it be, or would put it past Ethereum, right? Like I think it's like a 3 or 4x away from that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like it seems like the upside is proportionally limited unless the entire market goes completely crazy,
which it could for short term. Like, you know how those blow off tops get where everybody piles in at the last second? Like,
oh yeah,
Solana could certainly go, you know, 6 or 7x before it.
Yeah, I've been watching a few of these coins. Like, I'm looking at, like, say, for example, what Doge's volume has been. And there's really no evidence whatsoever of any kind of blow-off volume in any of these things. So I think that's good. It's good if they're climbing slowly with low volume. And then, take off on an impulse at the very beginning with high volume. And then, you know, but in the middle, it seems like always, like, high volume is a harbinger of bad things. Like, for example, last time Doge had a high volume day was like March 13th or something. And after that, like, you got a big dump. So
it's almost like riding higher and higher and low volume is good. And it seems like that's what we're doing with pretty much every coin right now, like going sideways for almost like what, how many days now? Like, I don't know, about a week, things have been sideways pretty much. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, and those Google Trends things are hard to tell because like, you don't know when those have peaked out, you know, have
people reacted again, or,
you know, but one thing I've noticed is that the tweet volume and stuff seems to have gone down in general on crypto. I don't see as many, I don't see as many posts of lists of coins and things. And I don't know, it seems like people are a bit bored, which could be a good thing as far as like further upside. More boredom means like less leverage positions, less leverage long positions might be in the wild, in which case, like there's more time for spot buyers to keep buying essentially, and then slowly take the price up.
You know, everybody keeps talking about mainstream adoption and how that's coming, and everybody thinks it's going to be like payments or something. I think it did what this like meme thing that's happening on Solana and everywhere else. It's kind of like it's kind of almost making me think that mainstream adoption is legitimately like just meme coin trading or like or things like it, because I have like when I talk to all my normie friends or like people that are not in crypto at all and that come into play like during the blow off top seasons, all they know and talk about is meme coins. And like when you look at Solana and the rise to where it is and like all these other chains like Injective and everything that are memeing, like is there another use case for crypto that normies would use that's higher than memes? Because I can't think of it.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is why.
And then like Bitcoin is a meme, or like all these other fucking coins, like they don't care about like tech, yeah. Right? Like they don't care about like the tech behind anything. They just want to like buy like a Solana bird or like some coin that's going to make their like millionaire. You know, it's going to make their number go up.
Number and
that's
go all up. 95% of people are in it for the number go up. In fact, if you ever like talk to someone about what the their like let's say three favorite properties of Bitcoin is, they can't name them for you. Like, they have no idea what it does.
Wait, are you not in it for number go up? Who isn't in it for number?
Well, that's my, I guess, there's a lot of people that are in these like projects like Pendle or like any project. Name XYZ coin that's not a meme coin that tries to get serious with their tech. And everybody starts having like L1 wars and conversations, all these crypto nerds, but they all want the retail guys to come in and buy their bags. But like I said, like, I don't think they're coming in to buy Pendle or any of these other coins. Like they're coming in to buy Bonk and like Doge and like these stupid meme coins, like they're not buying.
Is that true? Are the normies really talking about?
Yeah,
I haven't been talking to normies enough. I didn't know that they knew about meme coins.
For normies, like just the crypto tech coins are also meme coins too. Like, how many people knows what a Rune or a Chainlink or. Like just take any of the top 50 coins. How many people actually know what any of these things do?
But even those, Steffi, like those you can have conversations around. Like when you talk about Doge, you don't talk about like what you can swap on their decks. You just you just talk about the dog going to the fucking moon.
Right. I mean, just look at like if you're buying a stock in like Amazon, right? Like you use Amazon, you understand what it does, you understand what the stock might mean. You use Apple stock, you use their products or something. So there's like a concrete relationship between what you're buying and what your coin is worth or something like that. And so you could almost get like a normal person can say, okay, I want to buy one of these phones every 2 years and therefore the stock's probably going to go up. Hey, wait a minute. I only seem to want to buy one of these coins every 3 years. Maybe the stock's not going to do as well. So there's like a real world representation of what the value of a thing is. And with crypto, it's always been just kind of like, nobody fucking knows. And then of course, like the volatility confuses people even more.
Wait, Puzzle Raven. I get what you're saying now. I was confused for a second because I forgot the normies have already invaded our space. Like this is not an autism space anymore. Now it's an NPC normie space.
Kind of. Well, there's another group of those people though. Huh? Like there's another group of people that have not like there's people on my Facebook. I'm on Facebook, but I'm not like, I just have a profile and every once in a while I get, well, yeah, like I have pictures there from like 30 years ago. I'm not going to fucking get rid of anyways. I see people every once in a while talking about crypto and I went on there in the last couple of weeks because of what's happening with Bitcoin. And I see some of people that I grew up with that are nowhere near this space started talking about Doge and Shiba and all that. And so I messaged one of them and started asking a bunch of questions like, you know, what brought you into crypto and why did you do it now and everything else? And all I kept getting was, I want to make a bunch of money, and it's with, I heard about it in the media or like whatever, like everything yeah. that we talk about right yeah. now. So like,
it's probably that Netflix show about what happened with Robin Hood and GameStop. That's probably
exactly like all of it. It's all meme craze though. Like Robin Hood and GameStop and all those are all memes. Like that. What brought that me into crypto was memes too. Though.
Like culturally, like I'm so blessed to have been here for that. For the we like this stock era, that was the funniest thing I've seen, I think, ever.
I think it'd be Fire Festival. Mute him.
Why?
No. Hey, decentralized guru. He's got his like prayer music going on or something back there.
No, you don't know that song? That's a huge song.
Is it really?
It dead ass is.
Okay.
I'm going to say it wrong, but decentralized guru, it's tunic, right? I botched the pronunciation, but it's a great song.
Nice.
I can sing along to it.
Is being triggered by this like interruption with the music.
Kareem's head's going to explode the next time.
His head's going to blow. He's like, he's almost at the verge of having diarrhea right now. Run to the bathroom, Kareem. Run.
When the lead top line comes in, when he starts singing, it's actually fire. You should let it play. I'm being dead ass.
Just distorted. The problem is that like the mic or whatever he has, like can't really, I'm going to have to play the song like by myself so I can hear it. You said it's called Tunic?
Tunic. Yeah, it was a huge hit. I'm not like memeing. And it's actually fire. I don't give a shit. It's fire. The dude's cool. He looks sick. His voice is sick. I'm going to listen to it right now.
So where were we? You were saying about something or another. Oh, the tech thing. Yeah. So even the tech bros are definitely in it for number go up. That's for sure. Like who would be doing this without, you know, that's like building a company and not expecting to make money. So I think it's fine. But like the number of people that actually know what the fuck everything does. Or really, or fundamentally care. and then there's people that are sort of in the cult of tech. Like it's almost like a cargo cult where it's like it's cool. This is the cult of tech's official soundtrack, by the way.
This is a better mic too. This is good.
Best song ever.
Does anybody know what the like the message of the song is or like what he's saying?
I have no fucking idea, but I've listened to this. I think it's a love so song. Times.
It's like a dance moves thing, isn't it?
That's the one link
he's
moves.
Just sick. He's just dancing all over the place. He's got when, a he's got a link. Sick outfit.
One link.
I don't know, Kareem. My theory was next couple of weeks. That's what it says up at the top. Like, I think everything kind of starts moving a couple of weeks. Why? Because that's the time frame it took last season, 2020. It took about 4 weeks between when Bitcoin hit its top, you know, pulled back a little bit, go sideways for a while, and then altcoins go nuts.
She couldn't resist.
Yeah, it's like we're injecting poison periodically.
Yo, Sefi, so it's funny that you mention and up as well. I'm also getting people on Facebook, even like in my neighborhood community. I'm part of like my Facebook neighborhood community or whatever. They noticed the all-time high, and then some of them were shilling XRP. And then it kind of just hit me, you know, we're just getting started at this point.
Yep, that's what I was saying. It takes about 4 weeks. And then all of a sudden, like, you're like, oh, what's going on? It's going sideways. Number's not going up. And all of a sudden, everything goes fucking crazy all of a sudden. And that's what happened last time. This is when, like last season, we're about 2 weeks away from Doge basically just going straight vertical. And I suspect that's going to happen again. That's why I've been talking about Doge a lot. Like, if you look at the Google Trends and, like, what normies tend to buy and everything, you could argue it's, like, the mid-curve, like, choice. Like, it's the choice where it's like, oh, think what are people going to buy and then, you know, buy it preemptively. Whereas, like, the total dimwit's like, oh, you know, like, dog with hat, cool, and they just buy it just, you know. But I think the fact that, like, people remember Doge for going up, like, that is the only purpose of Dogecoin. Like, it's the king of going up. So I think it's going to catch a bid heavy in a bit here. And like it was basically, it topped out here at like 20 cents. And then the next little spike was to 19. And now it's like up to about 17. So it's kind of doing this thing, like this retracement thing. But I think the next couple of weeks is where, if the attention is coming, and if you guys are seeing it on Facebook and stuff, then that goes with that Google Trends uptrend a little bit as well. And it goes with the timing of the halving and all that. And also the all-time high break, which this time happened to be before halving. So I think the next year looks fairly bullish in that respect. And what I think has happened too is, like, most of the people that are already in the space have already blown all their load as far as how much money they have left. Like, maybe if people have a lot of extra cash laying outside, please hop on and tell me. So we can get a vibe check. But I think most people are largely like already, you know, they've already put all their money in and they're just waiting.
Yeah, I'm fully deployed.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if most people still had a lot of money left over. Like, because some of us some of us definitely added on this first, like, impulse move and just, like, you know, I used up most of my remaining funds. Unless I go and, like, sell stocks or some shit, I've got, like, I pretty much dumped everything I had into something or another this last couple weeks.
Here's my confession, Steffi. I sold half of all of my portfolio, like, a month or two ago and put it into USD in the bank. Because I was up so much that I said, fuck that. If I go to zero on this next bull run, I'm going to be totally fine for the next bear run.
Okay. So you like got like a 2X or something and then you just...
No. Here's another confession. So I lost 70% of my portfolio, of like all my net worth of crypto in 2022 from all the like Luna fiasco and all the rest of the downturn and everything. And I made it all back in 2023. Plus more, okay. Like way more. And that's why I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to like, before I trade myself away or have the market fuck me, like somehow I'm going to take half of it away.
Yeah.
So that I can like, be fully recovered and like have fun. So yeah.
Okay.
So yes, I do have a bunch of cash, but that's not in the market and I'm not bringing it in the market.
Yeah. Pretty much everything I have some money in right now, I'm watching for like the potential for like 10x plus, and that includes Doge for that matter. So I'm kind of like in this position where I've like allocated what I'm going to allocate. I still have whatever income I have coming for the rest of the year, but from here on out, I don't think I'm going to be chasing anything. The only thing I'm going to bother buying is if you have like a deep dip in something, or you know, maybe, or if it goes below my cost basis at this point. Like, I have enough, and I bought higher than the bottom too, like take Link, take Doge and whatever. I added, you know, at higher levels. So therefore, like if we go down now, I'll be in the red on quite a few things. So at this point, to me, it's like I'm fully allocated only if there's some dump, and maybe over the next 6 months, if I have some extra capital, I'll throw it in. Or maybe like in the stock market, if I'm like, if BTC takes a nosedive, I can basically sell some stock and buy the ETF shares over there, maybe. That's kind of my thinking now. But otherwise, like, I think I'm good as far as... And then what we're really waiting for is just, like, the everyone to show up to the party, basically. And what we don't know is how many people show up this time and how much money they bring. And there's no way to know that shit. So, like, we'll see how it goes. But, Kareem, you were going to say something? You have... Your ruin is doing pretty good, or what? Or did it go to zero already? Let's see what happened to his coins. Yeah, it's about 854. Pulled back quite a bit. Let's see here. Looks like Luna's pumping with Doquan being released. That's kind of fun. So Luna's at $1.24. It had recently been to like $1.55. It's like, I don't know, log scale fib level is like $1.66. So I think like it would be feasible for Luna to hit like $10 or something like that this season. That would be doable if we have a full bull run. Most of my Luna becomes unlocked by November. And then the question is like, what to do with it? Do I just hold it? Do I, you know, sell it and do something with it or what? Not really sure yet. We'll see. We'll see what the team accomplishes by then. And then we can decide, like, you know, do we jump ship or do we stick with it or what?
Did you do any other Alliance NFT thing? You know what I'm talking about? Steffi?
Yeah, you're saying, sorry, I had a phone call jump in.
I was saying, did you do their Alliance NFT thing?
I did not. What is that?
It was like when they were doing the Alliance module testing where they wanted everybody to test their like staking and everything. Sounds like you didn't do it, but.
Okay. And what, like,
they gave everybody NFTs for it. I got one, but I don't know if it's going to be worth anything. That's why I brought it up to see if Doquan's coming back, if, like, all of this stuff will start to pump.
Well, I don't know how much coming back he's doing. Like, he basically still like hasn't been extradited or whatever to anywhere. So I think he's maybe released into Montenegro out of jail. And then I don't know what else he has to do there for that. Like, did he serve his time and he's done or what, you know? Not sure.
That's what my question was going to be, is what is the next step? But I don't know anything about it either.
Because that whole thing was the fake passport thing is what locked him up.
So he still has the charges from the other charges looming then, right?
Yeah, he has like the Koreans and the Americans still after his ass. Yep. So I don't know.
Looks like he's Russia it is.
Oh, is you think he's gonna run?
Well, I mean, how else is he gonna leave Montenegro? Where is he gonna go? Like, he has to go somewhere where, like, you know, that isn't gonna fuck with him if he gets on a plane. So,
yeah, I don't know what kind of resources he has out there too. Like, who the hell you? Like,
oh, I'm sure he has some. The man has probably some Bitcoin and a cold story in his head with a seed phrase.
That's possible, but you think? No, what I'm saying is resources, as in like you. But you have to find someone to transport you, right? You're going to find a pirate ship or something? Like, where? How are you going to get moving from there?
That's a good point. I don't know. I'm sure, though, with enough money, you can figure anything out, right?
Yeah, it's hard to hide as, like, this weirdly tall South Korean dude, though. At least he knows English. That's good. But I don't know, like, how much... Well, just judging by the fact that he got caught that this time tells you something. It's not that easy to run, especially if you're not an experienced, hardened criminal. Like, where you know how to navigate all this shit, right?
You got to wonder what he was doing in Montenegro anyway. Or like, what is...
I think the Montenegro, it has to do with, like, extradition policies and whatever. So you go to certain countries if you're on the run, like...
Yeah, that's why I said Russia. I thought he went to... Didn't he, like, travel to Montenegro and that's where he got caught?
I don't know if he was like traveling through Montenegro or he was just hiding there the whole time or what.
Okay.
But he tried to get on some kind of plane or something and then got caught with his passport situation is what happened. So I don't know exactly how that played out, but remember he was missing for a while and I think maybe he was there. And maybe he tried to leave there and then that's when he got caught. Something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got to see the baby again or whether his like wife and his kid are still stuck in South Korea or what. Like, I'm not sure how that play works out. That's a pretty sad story. Because remember, she was born like just, what, a few months before all this happened? Something like that. The top signal is naming the baby after your crypto coin, apparently.
Yeah, there was a lot of savage shit that happened back then. That whole era of time was crazy.
He's like the crypto Jesus. He died for us. He went to prison for our sins.
Remember that bet that he made? Who was it, like Gainsey or whatever? Or who? I don't know. I forgot who he made it with, like $1 million or whatever.
No, he had two bets. He had the $1 million bet with Algod, and then he added
another. Yeah, Algod.
He did another one like for 10 mil or something with GCR. So DCR is like some like apparently exceptionally rich individual. And he decided to like, he said some number like, oh, I'll throw a million in too. And then it might've been Doe that was like, why don't we make it 10? And so he's like, all right, sure, whatever, 10 it is. And so then I don't know if it was like 11 million or something total between the two guys, but I think it was Kobe that was the one that was handling the escrow on that. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, these are some great stories, though, either way, even though it's a mess. It's like looking back at it, it's kind of interesting.
Bikram's on the stage.
Bikram?
With himself, too, not even like an alt.
Yeah, what's the girlfriend report, Bikram? What has happened with you?
Nothing.
In the government accountant space in India. Did you...
Nothing. I see election going on something, and next month is our Lok Sabha elections, and the Prime Minister is going to elect it. Political, totally political right now.
That gets you a girlfriend, or like I don't understand.
No, it's like you know, like the government employee have to work day and night for the election purposes. It's not like your privatized space.
Oh, like you have to work more. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes. It's government. It's governments have to work for political parties and you know the conducting the elections and all the preparations and the election commissions is also government funds running through government funds and.
But what you're telling me is no girlfriend.
No, right now, fundamentally, it's not. Time right now. It's not the exact time. Right now, it's totally political and violent space in India.
Huh, that sounds terrible.
And what's up with your election? Is November is coming, no?
Do you think
Trump is going to win this time?
I don't know. Not too, it's a mess no matter what happens. So I'm not sure who's going to win what. Like, we'll see.
Something weird happened this week. Injective pump, sometimes cost like $52 and then straight back to 35. Did you guys see these things? Injective pumping, like they developed some injective EVM, some kind of, it's like a cross bridge from Cosmos to Ethereum. And that news held the token pump like $50, and I can see right now that injective is 36. What just happened? You know, totally volatile these assets.
I don't know. It seems like not much money is flowing into anything lately, as far as like Cosmos things. Generally speaking, seems kind of dead to me. Like nothing's really been. There's nothing particularly exciting I've seen in anything. People seem to keep increasing like more tech, like, oh, let's connect this to that, or let's add this tech or that tech or EVM or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, like how does that get you a whole bunch of new users? People are having a hard time explaining that part of it. Oh, on the top here, ZephyrSwap, he just came up and posted that there's like a roadmap published. So I'm not sure. I haven't read that yet. Maybe somebody can read it while we're chit-chatting and like investigate that. But
you know the power. So you guys see the European Union banned the privacy coins and other privacy instruments and tools. Yesterday I read about something like they are going to ban these privacy tools and the coins.
I don't know that has fully completed in terms of becoming policy, but they are basically trying to eliminate non-KYC destinations for your money. So let's say, for example, you go on an exchange, you KYC'd with them, but then you move the money to some wallet of yours. I'm presuming that if it goes from a KYC location to your wallet, that would, and you can prove that that's your wallet, I guess technically that's okay. Maybe, I'm not sure. But then if you send it to somebody else, then, you know, like even a secondary wallet and not KYC'd, then it becomes I guess it's like illegal on some level, but I don't know how they're going to like even enforce any of that stuff or whatever.
It's hard to enforce that law because, you know, the non-custodial wallets all are non-KYCs. So that's when entire space is going to put on this section, you know, the non-custodial. I mean, the MetaMask is also non-custodial wallet and non-KYC based. So what is going to happen? People cannot use MetaMask or Kepler?
Well, I mean, Satoshi's concept initially was that you won't be able to ban this because you would have to ban cryptography and you'd have to ban computing, essentially, because anyone can make a token anytime, anywhere. And so then the question becomes, are you going to ban all forms of digital data transmission or digital value transfer? Or like what? And the governments have not even been able to ban, like, you know, they haven't been able to ban, for example, BitTorrent for the past, you know, 15, 20 years or however long that's been around. So that's just an example of something that is really, really hard to ban, and nobody's made any progress in getting rid of it. So I think crypto is in the same boat. I don't foresee any of that shit working. They can try something, but you know, the thing is, by creating a law, it does make a lot of people think twice. So while it's hard to ban it completely, a lot of people will follow the law just by having a rule there. And that can have a chilling effect on like liquidity coming to crypto and stuff like that. So who knows?
But, yes, I agree with you. Because, you know, the last 3 months ago, India banned the Binance and KuCoin and other exchanges. What just happened? You can see I am still using Binance. Just you have to use the IP addresses, change the IP addresses. Because this type of stupid rules, you know, this kind of rules is easy to bypass in this internet space. And that will increase the bad actors and bad activities. And nothing is going to change.
Yeah, I've always said that, like, you'd have to ban cryptography. But then the problem is lack of privacy on the internet is not a useful internet. And systems where like they're partially private, where the government can get in when they feel like it, those are basically not private at all. That's Apple has made that argument pretty extensively. So that's interesting. Oh, speaking of Apple, apparently there's a flaw in M1, M2, and M3 chips where if you have access to the hardware, you can get into the encryption via like hardware attack, apparently. I don't think it's going to like affect the average person with a laptop. But it's interesting. I'm not sure what Apple's going to do about that. But that was something that was in the news the last couple of weeks. So if you have an Apple M1, 2, or 3 chip laptop or device, don't let it fall into somebody else's hands because it's more hackable now than it used to be. I don't think it necessarily has anything to do with, like let's say you have crypto hot wallets or something, and someone's ability to execute code to access that. I don't think it's quite that. I think you have to have access to the device, something like that. So you might, if you are taking your Apple laptop or something in for repair or something like that, you probably don't want to leave anything on it. Or especially if you have like your, somehow or another, your crypto keys or something like that are hiding in your computer. I'm not sure what the implications are yet exactly. Like, not 100% sure who it affects and what you have.
Even Chinese country, the communist country, you know, that they are dictators. They cannot ban the cryptocurrencies. Even the 75% Chinese people still trade crypto. You can see that it's the numbers after banning crypto, the Chinese people using cryptocurrency is day by day increasing. So they cannot ban this thing, and they cannot regulate. The only thing they have to do, they have to regulate this thing. And this type of stupid law will increase the bad activities at all, and nothing is going to change. And this is a stupid, stupid law.
Yep. Interesting stuff. And then in the US, the Democrats want to tax unrealized capital gains for people making above a certain amount of money. So let's say you have $100 million in assets. Maybe you have some houses, maybe you have some commercial real estate or something. Now you have to pay a 3% tax on those assets. So theoretically, you'd have to take a loan on your own assets if you can't sell them. and actually borrow to pay this extra tax, which is insane. Pretty absurd kind of setup there. I guess they're trying to like capture people, more of people's dividend income or something, but it's a mess. Print a bunch of money, create a bunch of programs that are unsustainable, and then like pray to God that they don't crash is sort of what's happening now. But interesting, nevertheless. U.S. government spending crazy amount of money now, right now. Just burning through the more and more deficits, essentially. So who knows what it means.
So what is the news about the Ethereum ETF? I don't know that rewards is out of market right now. What is happening with Ethereum ETF?
I didn't see anything new this week about it. Did you?
Yes, I don't. I mean, it's like vanished from the market, you know. The Ethereum ETF is something like, you know, it's kind of like they are making the markets about Ethereum ETF. And somehow it is totally vanished last week. There is no article about a single, not a single article.
I don't think there's any new news. That's why. Some companies applied for it. And they're waiting for the... I think Fidelity applied and Franklin applied. There's a couple of companies that have applied for it, but I don't think any news about any like the concept of it being approved. Someone had mentioned that by having a burn mechanism with the Ethereum chain, you know, where like if there's more activity, the revenue goes to burning the Ethereum token. That basically you're promising that the growth of the business on Ethereum, and therefore you're creating like, you know, more of a security, and therefore maybe that might prevent its approval. I'm not sure. I don't really know how that's going to work, but so apparently like these nuances of how the tokenomics are designed imply to people that the token value should go up or be burned or something, and therefore people, as long as people expect future value to be higher, therefore it's technically a security or something tied to the business workings of the actual blockchain. So that might prevent approval possibly, but who knows?
Yeah,
really. It depends. If it's like if Fidelity and BlackRock and everybody, all the powerful people are like, hey, we want this thing, then somehow like SEC or whoever the fuck else, they'll sort of make it work. You know, like so some of it's, I think, who is asking for it and what.
So do you think this burn mechanism is a stupid idea? No. Why they're burning Ethereum? I don't have any idea about these things, you know. There is no meaning of burning this nonsense.
Yeah, what it is it's very similar to stock buyback. So for example, when Apple makes money, let's say they make $50 billion this quarter, they have been doing stock buybacks. So that reduces the supply of the stock on the market. And it's one of the reasons why Apple's stock has stayed high. So it kind of has like a proof of, it has like a, the opposite effect of, let's say, minting more stock, where that's, it creates dilution to the shareholders. It's basically creating an opposite of dilution. So that's where they do these things. And so burns for Ethereum is a similar concept. If you take the revenue from the Ethereum blockchain, and you use that revenue and you burn an equal amount or whatever of Ethereum. And what you're doing is you're bringing back value to the primary Ethereum holder by reducing supply and increasing the probability of like supply shock. So the argument for generally for Ethereum is that the reason you want to hold it is it's like ultrasound money because it's more deflationary than Bitcoin. Bitcoin is fixed supply and you have some deflation because some Bitcoin's always lost with every transaction. There's dust everywhere. There's, you know, a lot of wallets that get lost or forgotten or whatever. So it has a like somewhat of a deflationary element to it, but it's more deflationary with Ethereum because of the burn mechanism. That's been the theory behind it. And apparently that mechanism may be a possible reason why, you know, SEC looks at it more like, you know, stock buyback type program and a promise of future benefit as opposed to something like a commodity, which Bitcoin is. So I don't know. We'll see. But if it works out, that's why like the bet might be that if you are betting that that's going to do well, then probably a good bet for good return on investment is probably Ethereum Classic. That's what I was mentioning last couple of weeks. ETC is like, I don't know, not directly related to Ethereum anymore, but it's kind of a proof of work, the old Ethereum blockchain. And people, it's still running and people tend to speculate on it. And if the Ethereum name does well, and if it breaks all-time high, then ETC probably will go for a run over the next like 6 months or so. So the 200-day moving average for Ethereum has trended upwards. And the 50-day moving average is well above it. So you got a good uptrend. And the last time we had a similar sort of chart appearance for Ethereum Classic was really November, December. It was basically December through March of 2021. And then that's when it went straight vertical. So Ethereum Classic ETC looks exactly like 2021 before it went straight up. So it might be a gamble if people are interested. No guarantees, but it's a very similar behavior and it's likely to benefit from Ethereum's ETF approval if that gets approved. Because, you know, when Ethereum pumps, ETC just pumps just as a like beta play of some kind. I guess people pump it. So anyway, so Ethereum Classic and Doge are the two that look like they're ready to run. Doge keeps climbing actually while we're talking. We went to like 20 cents, dumped all the way to 12 really quickly. Now it's back up to 17 already. And the Doge BTC chart shows that we are basically in growth phase. You're about to get a cross of the 50-day moving average over the 200. And with the rest of the market looking solid, Doge looks like it ought to do quite well, really, over the next 6 months, really. But in particular, the run has sort of, in my mind, already begun. It began when, like, Doge took off from about, remember I was talking about Doge like during the bear market a fair amount from here and there, and it was as low as 6 cents during the bear market, maybe even 5 cents if you got lucky, but 6 cents was like you had plenty of chance to buy at 6 cents, and now it's at 17. So it's not a bad play, but I added to Doge at like 15.50 the other day. I added a whole lot additional to it. Like I think I bought about, I don't know, like how much should I have before? I bought like maybe 10x what I had before. So I bought a lot more at 15.50 and now it's at 17.40 with the thinking that its chart looks really, really good for a good solid run. And I think so its Fib levels are 19 cents where it basically got rejected this last time a few weeks back. And then next up is like 26 cents. 26 cents is probably the last sort of resistance level for it, where there's any kind of serious volume. And then, of course, like 42 cents, and then all-time high was 73. After that, I think Doge could probably run like crazy, like insane numbers. Like if you guys recall, like last season when Ethereum was much, much lower, and I can't remember, but Doge got pretty like almost 50% of the market cap in Ethereum or something. I can't remember. It went past 100 million market cap, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember where the top was. Let me pull it up here. I was trying to compare, like how high can we expect it to go this season is an important consideration here. But let's see. Let me pull up last season. So Doge is now number 8. It's actually past Cardano, by the way. I think it's going to tear everything apart. Like I firmly believe Doge will rip Solana a new one. Like you will. Like Doge is like a fucking, like, you know what? It shouldn't be a dog. It should be a Godzilla, like dinosaur or something. Cause like when this thing goes, it just goes completely crazy. Market cap right now for Doge is 25 mil. And back when it was at its like prior high, it was at 82 billion. And at that time, there was probably a little bit less supply as well, because it's been mined ever since, right? The last few years. I'm not sure how much increased supply there is now versus before. But let's see. It has a max supply that's infinite technically, because there's no hard cap on it. But nobody really cares about that stuff anyway. When the bids come in, they just come in. Let's see. So let's see. I'm looking here around. Let me pull up Ethereum here just a second. So the peak was 80 billion in 2021. And what was the date of that? Let's see real quick to compare. Okay. Yeah, it was like May 8th was the top. So let me pull up Ethereum around that same time. May 8th. Remember that here. Just compare here for the altcoins, like where we were. So, okay. So, yeah, May 10th, 2021, Ethereum was at, let me get this right. Okay, so ETH at that time was 457 billion market cap. And Doge was about 80. So let's say, like, yeah, let's say like a fifth of that. So if we say, like, what is Ethereum right now? Let's see. 406 billion. So reaching prior high for Doge would put it in line with what it did last time. If ETH doubles from there, I think you could definitely get to like $2 to $3 Doge, and I think there's a bit more realization this season compared to last season that meme coins are insane. So they might actually get a better run this season than last time, possibly, as far as like total market cap is concerned. Now, on a percentage basis, it's not going to do as well as like some microcap. So I'm not trying to suggest here that Doge is like the smartest thing in the world, or like you're going to make the most money or something. Not really. But if you expect it to get to like, I don't know, $2.30, that's feasible. The meme will probably end up being Doge at $10 or something. So it wouldn't surprise me if it even went to like $4 or something like that. So just crazy numbers from 17 cents right now. So I think there's a lot of upside. And the relative downside for Doge, I think, is very reasonable, because its 200-day moving average during most of the bear market was around 7 cents. And right now it's at 17. So if you were to dump like 50% or 60%, you'd be back to the bear market low. I don't think it's going to do that at this point. I think it's less likely to drop below 10 cents. The other day, it dropped to 12 cents when it had this dip. And right now, it's just jumped right back to 17. It really caught a bit quick. So it's and it also looks really good on the Doge Bitcoin chart. So that's the other reason why I think it looks really good. So like everything about it looks like a pretty straightforward return to all-time high, which is about a 5x from here, or maybe a 4x now. I think that's a relatively safe bet that it will make it that far. And I think it's likely to, if it hits all-time high, it's going to break all-time high with a high like probability. And that brings you to the next fib levels on the log scale of $1.53 Doge and then $2.34. Beyond that, if you get to like $11 Doge, there is a fib level way up there, but like that would imply the market cap is absolutely insane. I think what would be really, really funny though, I think the most interesting outcome would be is if Doge actually topped out Ethereum this season. That would be fucking hilarious, because like Solana's taken some of this thunder from Ethereum. So the Ethereum bros are kind of like upset, you know, that people are buying the Solana coin or whatever. And so like, it'd be very, very funny if retail said, screw all that. And they pumped Doge to the literal moon and actually made it number two next to Bitcoin. That would be very funny. Like that, like do you have any theory that that could happen? Are you still there? It sounds completely absurd, but like,
yeah, short term, it totally could.
See, like, short term. Yeah. I mean, like I have faded Doge and meme coins hard in the past. And maybe now I'm just like, maybe I'm becoming too bullish on them, just being stupid. But what we've seen from meme coins this season is people love them for whatever reason. And newbies that show up, anybody in this space, if they start seeing Dogecoin start pumping, like everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm jumping on that thing, right? Like, who is not buying Doge here? Like if someone here is not buying Doge, feel free to hop up here and tell me why. But like, you see this thing start mooning and you're like, oh, it's going to go to all-time high again. I think the odds that people are going to jump in and buy it are high. And they're going to buy higher than here, in my opinion. Like, they'll see it go past like 26 cents and like, fuck, I'm in, you know, because the closer you get to all-time high, the bigger the magnet it becomes, because people assume all-time high is going to be hit. They're going to assume all-time high is going to be passed. And then next thing you know, they're going crazy. So we'll see.
Why will people buy Dogecoin? You know, there is no use case.
Because it's easy. Number go up, that's why. The use case is number go up.
Do you think Tesla, Elon Musk is going to approve Dogecoin to buy Tesla car or something like that?
That's all the meme effects. Like, if they do that, that's awesome. But my point is, like, nobody cares what it does. Nobody cares what any crypto does. Most people want their bag to go up. And if their bag doesn't go up, the tech could be really good and they're still pissed off. So I think Doge is easy. Like, it's everywhere and it's easy to buy. Now, is it going to be the highest return on investment? No, because if it goes really high, the other meme coins will probably also go high. But at the same time, there's no rug pull risk. It's a proof of work chain, right? So you can buy it with conviction, essentially. And you can get leverage everywhere on it too, which that'll pump it too. But I think Emmanuel is about to say something. Go ahead, man. Emmanuel, you there? Can you guys hear him? Your mic is on there. I can barely hear you.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with his mic or something. I can hear like a crackling sound, and then it disappears.
I think he's alien.
Oh, he's an alien. He's speaking, but we just don't understand. Okay. I'll get my alien.
Like a little clicks or something?
Yeah, little clicks, little buzzes.
I think it's a Morse code. That's easy.
I'm going to need like a SETI computer or something to translate this. Emmanuel, yes. All we can hear is static, man. Like, you might have to reconnect with a different mic or something. I think he had some opinion on Dogecoin or something.
I think he's coming from future. Is that a mod?
Yeah, it's a pretty high likelihood. Yeah, something wrong with your mic. Just drop off and try again, man. I'll let you back up. Okay, let me just take him off because he's just creating hissing sound here. I don't know. What do you think? Like, I wonder if like the crowd goes crazy for Doge again or not. What I haven't seen though so far is I haven't seen a lot of Doge memes or anything lately on crypto Twitter. Have you? Like almost nobody posting about it.
No, yeah, it's not. You're the only person I see posting about it.
But at the same time, I don't remember like 2020. I wasn't on Twitter, so I don't know like what Doge looked like during the 2020 bear market.
Yeah, me neither.
Emmanuel, all we can hear is like hissing sounds and like.
Hello.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Now I heard the word hello.
Sorry, my mic is unplugged right now.
Don't... I think he's alien.
That's okay. I'll just drop you a listener. If you can get your phone fixed or whatever, hop on. Yeah, definitely mic issues. Anyway, I'm just curious, like 2020, like what was the vibe at the time? Because I remember and I can't remember exactly when the Doge meme started going crazy, but I remember seeing it on StockTwits and some other platforms, and people were posting dog pictures and like dogs on rockets and everything, right? Like the meme game was really good back then. And a lot of the memes came out of Reddit and stuff, and they would make their way to other platforms a lot of the time. And like Chainlink's meme game was really good also in 2019, 2020. And it seems like that has died down a lot. Like people talk about meme coins and stuff, but I haven't seen that many actual memes. Like, for example, have you seen a whole lot with this Pepe themed thing? I don't know. It just doesn't seem viral.
Pepe is like old. Everything right now is that slurp thing went big. And then, you know, it's always like big flash in the pan memes that go big and then they get. There's like they build a community, but then they drop 60% off and the next one comes along.
Yeah, I guess that's the other thing, too, is my thesis on Doge is that if people like meme coins, but they're going to become too confused about what to buy. They're going to show up in this market and newbies are not going to go to pump.fun and go like buy every meme coin on that thing. It's like it's just not rational. They're going to do this. Newbies don't go straight to DeFi to go buy shit, usually. And even if they did, like they're going to have a hard time figuring out what to buy. And this could be heavy liquidity fragmentation. Same as like with layer ones now, right? There's so many of them. It's hard to get money to any one particular layer one. And I think the Doge story, if there's a story there, is that it's a center point where everyone knows it's a meme coin. There's no one in doubt about where they can get it. They can buy it literally anywhere. And if the central thesis of why people want to buy something is number go up, they'll probably buy it. And the newbie doesn't really know what to expect in terms of like price gain. They see 17 cents and like, oh, Doge to $10. Doge to $100. Why not? Right. They don't know. Like you've seen what happened with the Lunk community. Like they're like, oh yeah, Lunk to a dollar and stuff. Like, okay. Like
I want to explain its theory. I like, you know, meme coin have the greatest potential, you know, why? As I just want to explain its theory. And, you know, is in your country, who is the brand ambassador of Coca-Cola? Heffy.
Coca-Cola? Ooh, I don't know. I don't think that's a brand
ambassador. Who is the brand ambassador of any kind of Coke?
Is he the newest one? Or I can't remember who the Coke.
I don't know.
They always have a new one, though, Bikram. There isn't a central one. They just pay people like celebrities.
I just want to say that the celebrity, the brand ambassador of United States, is some kind of Hollywood actors. But in India, the brand ambassador is Bollywood actors, and in Bangladesh, is a bunch of Bangladeshi actors. So the branding, you know, the promoting any kind of product needs some, you know, the community based, you know, regional touch, and we see in this meme space only the one kind of meme, and there is no regional touch and there is no regional connections. So if you go to do different type of countries, you can see different type of communal and different type of regional memes out there. So there is lots of market out there for the meme coins to connect people, because still there is only one kind of people attracted towards meme, and that is, you know, we guys, I mean tech guys and the developed guys. And still there is lots of things you have to explore. You can see the Facebook user is more than Twitter users, but in crypto, basically crypto community focused on Twitter, and large amount of Facebook users use memes and other things, but no crypto-related things in Facebook you can find.
Zephyr needs like a Facebook page, is what you're saying. I think
there's lots of big market out there, and we still did not explore these areas.
Yep. No, that's true. Like, there's, but even if there was, like, the question here is like, what's going to happen in the next 6 months? And not to say that like which meme coin is going to succeed and all that. I'm just like trying to make a thesis for why Doge in particular is probably going to attract attention. And the reason I believe this is just because of all these different reasons. It's like attention fragmentation, money fragmentation. People want something that they know that other people are going to buy if they buy it, so a number can go up. And newbies don't look at charts and all that shit. They don't look at market caps. They have no idea what's even rational. They'll be like Doge to a dollar, and then they'll make it happen. Like that's pretty much what happened with Doge. Everyone pretty much said Doge to a dollar, Doge to a dollar, and they kept. You know, I remember back at like Doge at nickel, 5 cents. They'd be like Doge to a dollar, and they made it happen. I'm like, what in the fuck? Where did all these people come from? They just basically manifested it for the most part. And I think it's quite possible for it to do the same thing. And do so in some ridiculous manner where when that many people start buying, no matter how much supply you think there is of the coin, on exchanges, these things become somewhat illiquid and you wind up with these kind of weird supply shock metrics, and people keep pumping it higher and higher and higher. And it'd be like a really, really funny outcome if, like, you know, and you can imagine you could meme into existence the idea that like Doge is going to pass Ethereum, or Doge is going to pass Bitcoin, or Doge is going to pass Solana or whatever. For it to pass Solana, I think Doge could most definitely do this. Like, there is nothing that those special, like Solana has that makes it dramatically like the greatest investment in the world or some shit. When it comes to like people and their desire to make number go up, they don't give a flying fuck what coin it is. They're just going to buy whatever. So I think like Doge is like poised to do this because it's already everywhere. It's on every exchange. It's pretty well distributed now, at least. There's a lot of wallets that probably have tons of dust in it. And we had a bear market where like the lowest Doge went was like maybe 5 cents or something like that. And no, I think it dropped to like, 4.9 cents at the lowest back in, you know, after the FTX crash. So it's had a beautiful consolidation. Chart looks excellent. And it's like, this is the last resistance, major resistance zone, by the way, guys. Like once you pass 20 cents, like, and you get to the next level after that, and after that, going back to all-time highs, pretty much at that point, almost guaranteed. Like even if people sell their other coins to buy Doge, they will do it. Watch. Like they'll go sell their Solana or whatever the fuck else. Like they will, like when it starts going up and people see that like there's an upside potential here, even just going back to all-time high, like, a 5x is not a joke, guys. Like, I mean, if you've already made a bunch of money in something, AI coins or whatever, and you can get another relatively straightforward 5x without even hesitation, people are going to jump ship from different things. They're going to jump around pretty much assuredly. You know, and so like Doge's chart where it is now looks beautiful at 17.4. And then the charts that were kind of like pulled back really nicely, by the way, Zephyr has one of the nicer pullbacks in the market. Kujira has a nice pullback at $3, you know, from five. So you've definitely got some nice coins that are maybe even lower priced in a sense compared to their tops. But Doge looks like one that to me is likely to run immediately, like within next couple of weeks. And if Total 3 runs over the next few months, then the microcaps will also run as well, I think. So no matter how depressed you are about your coin and how low it is, I think the odds are that if Doge runs, I think everything runs. Let's put it that way. I think it's like a canary in the coal mine here. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be nervous for everybody, like all the coins at that point, because like that means that newbies aren't showing up. So, because if newbies show up, that's what they're going to buy. Emmanuel, is your mic working? Try again.
Hello?
Yeah, you're better now. What's up, man?
Can you talk about cryptocurrency?
Yeah, which coin do you want to hear about?
I know. I'm just new cryptocurrencies. I need to get started today.
Oh, that's what we're talking about, is like Dogecoin and some of these other ones.
Okay. So how does it really work?
How does what work?
Cryptocurrency.
I got a question for you. How did you, what brought you to this space, and why are you asking this question today? We'll totally answer your questions. I was just curious though, like why you're, like what prompted it?
Oh, I fell in love with your explanation, because, you know, just show me light about cryptocurrency. Oh, can't you?
You said that you follow cryptocurrency projects?
Yeah.
I didn't quite. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been following him? Did you just start following him?
No, I've been following for a month now.
A month, okay. And what brought you to want to, like, get into it now? Like, is it just, like, time, or, like, you keep seeing it, or?
Yeah, I keep seeing it, yes. And I keep liking it.
Because, like, the reason why I'm asking this question is we were just talking about it earlier, like, what brings people into cryptocurrencies or, like, the market? And okay. So I was just wondering, like, when you, like, what brought you, like, what made you get excited and, you know, brought you into the space? But did you say what is a cryptocurrency, or what were you asking the question?
Okay, my question was, how can I get into cryptocurrency?
Well, how can you get into it? So you, We can't necessarily like tell you what to buy, but we can give you pointers and then you can figure it out yourself. But you would need to like use your country's currency and then find a way to basically get into like digitalize it, like getting into a stable coin or finding a pair. Like you could use a different cryptocurrency, but essentially you have to take your money or your value, that's whatever you have in your local economy, and get it into the digital world to swap it for a digital currency, like a crypto. So what I would do if I don't know what country you're in, I don't know where your currency is, it doesn't matter, but if I was you and in your shoes, I would probably get on YouTube and start looking up like information on like what cryptocurrencies are and what exchanges are. I wouldn't like necessarily jump in to like buy anything right now, but for like the next couple of days or however much time, is just take some time and learn. Like educate yourself on what a centralized exchange is, what cryptocurrencies are, what stable coins are, what Bitcoin is, what proof of work is, what proof of stake is. These are all just like different buzzwords or different coins that are in this industry. And then once you start getting a grasp of like what these things are, I would start small, like go on to like an exchange in your country that allows you to utilize cryptocurrencies, like if it's Coinbase or if it's Binance or whatever it is, and just start with like a few. Like if you have like $5 that you want to use, maybe try 50 cents or like something that's really small, just so that you can get a grasp of what you're doing, and you don't try to just go all in on something and then find out it's a scam or that you don't know what you're doing and then you lose yourself. So I would say don't get too excited. Just like find somebody that's a friend, like Bikram or somebody like me or Sefi or somebody that knows what they're doing. Find someone like that and like latch onto them and help, you know. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends, dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these token knocks. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of in a lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.